of the world. I can depend on him. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage us, just before the preacher comes tonight, turn it over to Jesus. Everything is going to be all right. Somebody's struggling to believe that. I don't care what kind of mountain of bills, whatever the problem, the trial, the situation, Jesus says, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Put me to work. Put me to work. Sleepless nights. Hallelujah. He's saying, my God, you go sleep. Because I'm a God that never sleep nor slumber. I watch over you. I take care of you. Put me to work tonight. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the house of the Lord God. We're just so grateful for another night in the house of God, just to give him praise, to give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Malva, turn it over to Jesus. Everything, not some things, I'm telling you in your spirit tonight, everything is going to be all right. You can bank on it. My God, that word is going to loose, lift burdens off your spirit. My God Almighty, hallelujah. Everything is going to be all right. Take it to the bank, my God. Everything is going to be all right. My God Almighty, even now as I speak to you, yokes are being broken in your life. Everything is going to be all right. Tell that devil to back up in Jesus' name. Everything is going to be all right. Clap your hands and give God the glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Time is far spent, and we have with us, visiting with us tonight, Minister Chambers from Mount Zion Apostolic Church and his lovely wife, Sister Tanisha Chambers, and son, Jonathan Chambers. We're so happy to have them tonight. And we just want to give God thanks for them. We're going to ask Sister Chambers if you want to testify or share something with us just before Minister Chambers come tonight and minister the word for us. We're going to ask her just to testify at this time in Jesus' name.
Be in the house of the Lord one more time. He's been a really good God to me, and I can personally relate to the song we were singing earlier, Turn It Over to Jesus. It was last month, or a few weeks ago. I really had a payment that was going through my account, and I really was not able to make that payment, and I've been struggling with this payment every month, and I've been, alternative ways every month. I've been trying to pay this bill and make sure it's been paid. And this month I was like, God, I am tired. I don't have any more resources. I don't have any more answers. And I'm turning it over to you. And I literally said that. I said, I'm turning it over to you. I'm done. I'm done trying to borrow money here and there. And I turned it over to the Lord. And that payment went through, I don't know, to somebody who was supposed to give me some money on the date. They paid me 1 week. They were supposed to give me the money the week after. They paid me earlier. Somebody was supposed to give me some money way earlier. They gave me more money way earlier, and I was able to make the payment. And when I said turn it over to Jesus, I wasn't trying to find an answer. I left it with the Lord. And that's what I want to encourage somebody to do tonight. If you have a problem, leave it in God's hands. Don't try to work it out. Don't try to ask about it. Leave it in the hands of the Lord, and he will take care of you. God bless you tonight.
Praise the name of the Lord. At this time, we're going to welcome to the platform Minister Courtney Chambers, no stranger to us. Whoever, he has always visited us and preached for us, even in our convention. Put your hands together for him as he comes to give us the word of God. In Jesus' name, stand to your feet for Minister Chambers.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. You may be seated in the name of the Lord. Just so good to be here tonight and to be visiting with you another time. I greet Pastor James, a true servant of the Lord, known him over the years, and he has exemplified Christ as the compassion of Jesus. And so happy that I can be in your midst another time. To Pastor, to Elder Anson, God bless you. Elder Junior Brown, all the ministers and saints of the Most High God, I greet you in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. So good to be here, as I said to you. Minister Evangelist Matthew, God bless you. Good to see you. Sister Maria, my newfound friend, Sister Brown, God bless you as well. God bless you, sir. Amen. All of God's wonderful people, God bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen. I didn't expect to be in this position, but the moment I found out that I would have been coming, I figured more or less that there would have been a possibility that I would have been called on. And so I sought the Lord for a word. Amen. And I believe that God has a word. I'm very confident in the word that God has given me tonight. Amen. And I believe that God is going to speak to the heart of his people in the name of the Lord. Psalm 46. Amen. Psalm 46. I'm just going to read a few verses in your hearing. Verse 1. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea. Verse 10 and 11. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And as I heard the song being sung earlier, turn it over to Jesus, I just felt a confirmation in my spirit of what I, Lord, had placed on my heart to speak to you tonight. I trust in God. Oh, he cares for me. On mountains steep or on life's stormy sea, though billows roar, he keeps my soul. Yes, he does. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. Hallelujah.
I know
Hallelujah.
He cares for me.
Glory be to
God. On mountains bleak or on the stormy sea. The billows roar, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me.
Could we sing it one more time?
I trust in God. I know
He cares for me.
On mountains peak or on the stormy sea, though billows rock,
Hallelujah.
He keeps my soul.
My heavenly Father
watches over.
Be still and know that I am God. If I should use a topic tonight, be still. God is in control. This psalm was written after the Assyrian army had invaded and attacked Jerusalem. And Hezekiah, who was king of Judah at the time, had declared to his people that the Lord would fight their battles. Hezekiah spoke these words, and the Bible says after he spoke these words that the people rested upon the word from Hezekiah. In other words, they remained calm, having the assurance that God would have fought their battles. And the Bible says that after this, Hezekiah and prophet Isaiah prayed and cried unto the Lord. And the Lord sent one angel, and he destroyed the entire Assyrian army, 185,000 strong. The hardest thing for us to do many times when we face difficulty is to remain calm, is to remain still. Because as Christians, as much as we believe that we have faith, we still try to fight our battles. We still try to fix our own problems. And so there are times when God will allow us to go through some problems that we of ourselves can't fix. God will allow us to go through some storms that we of ourselves can't navigate through. Why? Because God wants us to trust him. Amen. And sometimes God will place us in a position where we are just so helpless, where we have no other choice but, like Hezekiah, to cry and pray before God. And so that's why for us as saints, prayer is everything. Amen. Prayer is everything. Prayer will take us to dimensions in God where nothing else can take us. Prayer can take us to level in God where singing can't take us, where praise can't take us, where worship can't take us. And so when we're in trouble, we have no other choice rather than trying to fix our problems, rather than trying to share our problems with people. What we need to do is to pray. The Bible says that we should be careful for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, we should make our requests known unto God. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. I believe that it was Isaiah who has said that his hands are not shortened that he cannot save, neither are his ears heavy that he cannot hear us. And so for the children of God, as I said before, prayer is everything. So when we pray, we should expect for God to hear us. Not only hear us, but we should expect for God to answer us. After all, the Bible says that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that which we can ask or think of him. But the trouble is, and the problem is with us, that even in the best of us, sometimes we struggle in our minds when we pray desperate prayers before God. And God chooses not to answer us. God chooses to put us on, so to speak, in the waiting line. Hallelujah. Many times we struggle because God failed to meet our expectation. There are many times when God chooses to disappoint us, when God chooses not to answer us at the time that we expect. And the truth is, there are many persons who have lost their way. There are many persons who have backslid because God did not answer their prayer in the way that they expect and in the time that they expected for him to answer. And so there are many times that this leads us, our waiting period, to question God. There was a man in the Bible called John the Baptist. And the Bible says that John the Baptist was the one who had declared that Jesus was the Messiah. John the Baptist knew that Jesus was the Messiah. And when he saw Jesus, the Bible says that John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world." John the Baptist knew that Jesus was the Messiah. But after Jesus had come on earth, John the Baptist found himself placed in prison by Herod, unfairly, unjustly placed in prison. And so John the Baptist was the one also who had repeated Isaiah's prophecy that he would have granted liberty to those who were in captive. But here was John the Baptist in prison, knowing that Jesus was the Messiah. And all of a sudden, John the Baptist started to have some struggles. John the Baptist started to have a little doubt. Was this the Messiah? Here am I in captive. The word of the Lord says, and the prophet Isaiah, which I had declared, says that he would have delivered those who were in captive. John the Baptist knew that his death was imminent. John the Baptist knew it was the will of God for him to die this way. And so he knew that Jesus was the Messiah. And the Bible says that he sent to call two of his disciples to ask Jesus, are you the one? Or should we expect someone else? Hallelujah. John the Baptist, as I said, knew that Jesus was the Messiah. But because Jesus did not, so to speak, meet his expectation of how he would execute his power here on earth. Hallelujah. John the Baptist was struggling his mind to the point where he started to question whether Jesus was the Messiah. All he needed was the assurance that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. And the Bible says that John the Baptist, he sent his servants and God gave them the answer. And I mean, we know the story. It was the will of God for John the Baptist to die the way he died. Have we ever been in situations where life has gotten so tough? When we have been struggling so hard to the point where we have to ask God some questions. We know that God loves us. We know that he cares. But yet still we want God to prove his love to us. There are many times in my spirit I struggle. I ask God, when I feel like I'm going under. I have to ask God, I want for you to prove that you love me. I know that God loves me. But I want for you to prove that you love me. I want you to prove that you care for me. And so sometimes all we need, like John the Baptist, is just some assurance from God. But I've come to understand that God is sovereign. God is supreme in power. God is supreme in authority. God does things his own way. God is not answerable to us. He will answer us in a time that, in his own time, and he's going to answer us according to his will. The Bible says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. So are the heavens high above the earth, so are my ways high above your ways. I believe it was Paul who says that, oh, unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways are past finding out. Who hath the mind of God? Who hath been his counselor? And so there are many times when we pray to God and we're asking God for answers. And God chooses to answer us, not in our time, but God chooses to answer us according to his will, according to his purpose for our lives. And so when we pray to God, we've got to learn how to wait. Hallelujah. Because it's in these difficult times that we learn the ways of God. Because we've been cultured in this society to with this give me quick mentality, or give it to me now or forget it. But God has a way of slowing us down. God has a way of teaching us patience through tribulation. God has a way of teaching us to be patient through suffering. And so when we pray to God, we've got to learn how to wait, because it's through adversity that we will learn the ways of God. It is through difficult times that we will mature, that we will grow in God. And so we need to understand, brothers and sisters, that when we live for God, God will allow us to go through certain problems. Amen. God will allow us. God does not cause our problems, but God will allow us to go through certain situations. And sometimes we blame people and we blame Satan. And we wonder, why is it that we are going through this stuff? But it is God who has allowed us to go through some stuff. How do I know personally that God is in control of my situation? One, when I did not see the problem coming. Two, when there was nothing that I can do to stop it. And three, when there is nothing that I can do of myself to fix it. That's how I know when that God is in control. And so what we have to do, we've got to learn how to trust God. We've got to learn how to wait on Jesus. Because I understand that we go through problems sometimes which are self-inflicted. There are times when we go through situations because of our disobedience, we go through suffering. Hallelujah. But I'm talking to some people who have been walking with God, who have been abiding by his precepts, yet still you're going through suffering, yet still you're going through some painful situations. The Bible says that think it not strange concerning your fiery trial. The Bible also says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so when we're going through some stuff, we need to understand when God is in control. We need to understand how to step back and watch God work. We need to stop fighting our own battles. We need to stop trying to fix our own problems. But we need to be still and understand that God is in control. And so we need to also understand that God will orchestrate some storms in our life. God will allow us to go through some trials. There are people who will question us sometimes and maybe asking us, what sin did we commit? There are some persons who still believe that because we suffer because of sin. Amen. There are still persons who believe that we struggle. If we are going through trial after trial and storm after storm, they start asking you the question, what did you do? What sin did you commit? But we need to understand when God is in control. The Bible says that, behold, I have refined thee not with silver, but I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Isaiah 48 verse 10. And so when we feel like we can't get a break in life, when we feel like we're going through trial after trial and storm after storm, it is God who has chosen you in the furnace of affliction. When we feel like we're going through some stuff to the point where we've been asking God some questions, when we wonder what sin did we commit, when we go through some stuff which challenges our very faith, we need to understand that it is God who has chosen us in the furnace of affliction. When we're going through some stuff, when we can hardly pray, much more to fast. And like David, our tears are like our meat day and night. We need to understand that it is God who has chosen us in the furnace of affliction. And so the Bible says, behold, I have refined thee. One of the things with a coppersmith, when he places a precious piece of metal in that furnace, that coppersmith will never walk away. But what he does, he stands by and every now and then he would take out that piece of metal and he would hold it up before his face. And if he's not satisfied, he would place that piece of metal back in the furnace. That piece of metal will not be removed for good from that furnace until the coppersmith holds it up in his before its face and he's able to see a reflection of himself through that piece of metal. That's how he knows that that piece of metal is refined. And so, brothers and sisters, when we're going through our tests, when we're going through our storms, as we go through struggles, as we go through difficult times, more and more we should be becoming like Jesus. More and more our life should be reflective of Jesus, because God will not take us out of the furnace until he's able to see a reflection of himself in us. The valley of affliction. And so when we're going through our storms, as I said before, we must grow. And so we will face difficult times. One of the most difficult times as saints is when we're going through difficult times and we receive a word from God. But what we see with our physical eyes, we receive a word from God saying that it is well. It's probably a prophetic word that it is going to be well. But what we see with our physical eyes seems to contradict the promise of God. What we experience seems to go in conflict with the prophetic word. The Bible says that the Lord said unto Abraham, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And the Bible says that Sarah heard it in the tent. And Sarah laughed. Why did Sarah laugh? Because the fact seemed greater than the promise. Here was a woman who was so old, whose bones were probably so old, probably someone had to help Sarah to turn around in bed. If there was a walker in those times, probably someone had to Sarah was using a walker. It's very possible that the servant had to help Sarah to get around. Probably that Sarah could not see. Sarah had stopped producing eggs a generation before the prophetic word from the Lord, but yet still God said, I'm going to bless your womb. And so when God gives us a promise, it still requires faith to believe that the promise is going to come to pass. If God gives us a promise, there are times when we will go through some situations. There are times when we will go through some stuff, where we will be experiencing some stuff to the point where it seems as if the word of God will not come to pass. But the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Blessed are they who have not seen but yet believe. And so when God gives us a word of promise that everything is going to be all right, we can rest on the word of God, because the Bible says his word cannot return unto him void, but it must accomplish, and it shall prosper to it that which was sent. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word cannot pass away. It was the psalmist who said that thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. And if God has spoken a word in your direction, if God tells you that it's going to be well, if God spoke to you tonight and told you that it's going to be all right, the word of God prophesied to you tonight through the song that it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. It doesn't matter what your situation says, it's going to be all right. Everything may seem contrary to what is to what the promise said, but it's going to be all right. It must come to pass. And so every Christian, we will go through situations. We will go through stormy weather. And my father would say that if you are a Christian and you're not going through something, then you need to check your spiritual life. Something is wrong. Because the devil is not going to trouble his own. You must go through something. You must go through trial. Because it's through trial, it's through tribulation that we will grow. It is through tribulation that nothing grows on the mountaintop. But it's when you're in the valley of affliction that you will experience God and you will find God. And so, brothers and sisters, sometimes we go through some stuff solely because of our obedience to God. Yes, people will question. People will wonder if it's because of your disobedience to God why you're going through suffering. But sometimes because of your obedience to God, the Bible says that Jesus told his disciples, let's go over on the other side. And the Bible says as they moved over to the lake, when they were in the midst of the lake, there was a storm that came. They acted on the word of God. They did exactly as they were told, but yet still they encountered a storm. And so there are times when we will go through tribulation, we will go through persecution because of our obedience. You did exactly as you were told. You acted on the word of God. You walked out in obedience. Yet still you're suffering. You're going through suffering. Yet still you're going through persecution. Yet still you're going through some fiery trial. But be not dismayed. God is on the ship. God is in control. It is by design. It is God who has orchestrated your storm. And if Jesus is on the ship, you shall not go under. The Bible says that he will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able to bear, but will with the temptation make a way of escape. Oh, somebody tell yourself, it's God's doing. Come on, it's God's doing. Come on, somebody need to assure themselves tonight that it's God's doing. And so sometimes our clearest view of God is when we're in the midst of the fire. Have you ever been in a situation and God has a way of shutting some doors before our eyes? God has a way of shutting off our support system. Sometimes those persons who we were standing with us are all of a sudden against us. Those persons who usually hold our hand, all of a sudden they have turned their backs on us. God has you exactly where he wants to. Right where he wants to. Because sometimes we're so dependent on people to bring us out. And my wife testified of the situation that we were facing. Sometimes we depend on this one to pay us on time or to come through for us on time, to the point where we're depending on man. And we forget that it is God who is in control and God who is orchestrating our lives. And so sometimes God will prevent us from going into the fire. But there are other times that God will allow us, like the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He didn't stop them from going into the fire. He allowed them to go in. But where was God? He was right in the fire with them. Sometimes God will speak to the storms in our lives. There are other times that God will speak to us while we're going through the storm. Why? Because we have to go through the fire. But the Bible says his grace is sufficient for us. Paul says, my strength was made perfect in weakness. And so I believe the songwriter says, the songwriter speaks of the fact that through sorrow or pain, through loss or gain, his grace is enough for me. And so what we need to do sometimes, what we need to do every time is just to lean on the everlasting arms of God. Knowing that even when you're in the fire, that God is in there with you. It's not a punishment. It's not a backlash. It's the fact that God has allowed it. God has orchestrated it. God has designed it. And you've got to go through. Because it's part of the process. There comes a time when we're going through a storm. And we've been praying and we've been seeking God. And it's as if God becomes silent. Anybody ever gone through that? God is not saying anything to us. We're seeking God for answers. He's not saying anything. And there are people around us that are saying that God told me this and God told me that. And you're wondering how God is talking to everybody else and God not saying anything to you. I believe that's how Job felt. That's how Job felt when he said, behold, I go forward, he's not there. Backward, I cannot perceive him. On the left, where he doth work, I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. But we've got to realize that in the midst of God's silence, God is telling you something. It's a paradox. God's silence speaks. Because it's usually at this point of when we don't hear anything from God, we normally surrender. We normally just give up, whatever God. And that's exactly the point where God wants to bring us, where we just surrender to him. Where we surrender, and that's what God wants for us, to surrender our mind, surrender our will, surrender our thoughts, surrender our plans. Because God is not, there's no prayer that we can pray that will cause God to act outside of his will. There's no prayer that we can pray that can force God, that can coerce God to act outside of his will. But God has to bring us to a point of surrender. And it's through silence sometimes where God will take us. Where we are at the point where we'll just have to accept what God says. Do whatever you want. Sometimes it's out of frustration we say it. But God has you exactly where he wants to. That point of surrender. That point when you just throw up your hand and say, God, do whatever you want to do. That's where God wants you to be. Because at the end of it, as I said before, God's will be done. And when we pray, we don't pray for our will to be done in heaven. But we pray for God's will to be done on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so God wants us to let go of our ways. Let go of our will. And that's a point of that's how we know when we are allowing God to take charge of our circumstance. When we remain calm, just like the people where Hezekiah spoke the word, the Bible says that they rested upon the word. They remained calm. They did nothing. All they had was confidence. And that's where God wants to bring us, that confidence, where we can stand on the word of God, where we can just back off, when we can do nothing, when we can just believe God and know that he's going to work it out, know that he's going to bring you through the storm, know that he's going to bring you through the fire. It's a point of surrender. And so I want to say to you tonight that God has an appointed time to answer your prayer. We all have our own expectations when God should answer and how he should answer. But the Bible says that God said unto Abraham, matter of fact, he asked Abraham, is there anything too hard for God? At the appointed time, I will return. And the Bible says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he said, and he did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Brothers and sisters, the word of God must come to pass in your life. But God has an appointed time when he's going to answer your prayer. There is a set time when God is going to come through for you. And what you need to do is just to rest on the word of God and be still and know that he's God. The Bible says, I will be exalted in the ether and I will be exalted in earth. The Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your refuge. And I know I'm speaking to somebody tonight. Somebody is going through a storm. Somebody is going through a struggle. You've been asking many questions. You've been struggling in your mind. You've been wondering, where is God? You go to your bed at night and you can't sleep because you've been struggling in your spirit. But God is saying unto you tonight, be still and know that God is going to come through for you. There's an appointed time for God to come through for you, and God is faithful. I say God is faithful. Come on, do I have a witness? I say God is faithful. God is going to come through for you in his own time. But the waiting period, that's the difficult part. That waiting period, that processing part, that part where we have to go through. That part when we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's the difficult part. But God says, through the storms, I'm going to be with you. Through your battles, I'm going to fight them for you. When you're in the fire, you will not be burned. You will not be overcome. You will not go under. But I'm going to be with you. You just need to be still. Don't do anything. Don't try to fight in the battle. Don't get on the phone and curse this and curse that and blame people and blame Satan and waste your time and waste your energy on things that doesn't matter. God is saying to you, be still. Don't lift a pen. Don't do anything. Just be still. Watch God work. Watch God work. Watch God heal you. Watch God deliver you. Watch God restore you. Watch God provide a job for you. Watch God bless you financially. Be still, be still, be still. Be still and know that he is God. The song that we sung earlier says, everything is going to be all right. Just turn it over. Is that what we're talking about tonight? Turn it over. Turn it over to Jesus. Because God is in control. And so as I close tonight, I want to encourage somebody who is going through a storm, somebody who is going through a difficult time. I know that God has given me this word to speak in your spirit. You've been asking many questions. You've been asking a lot of people many questions about your situation rather than talking to God. Prayer is your lifeline. Prayer is the connection to God. And so what we need to do is just to step aside. Have the faith to believe that God will do it in his own time. And God's time is best. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil. To give you what? An expected end. God is going to come through for you. God is going to heal you again. God is going to restore you. God is going to deliver that which you've been praying for. It shall come to pass. But it is in God's own time. It's according to God's will. And when God does it, all glory will go to God. And that's why God doesn't want for us to interfere in his matters. Hallelujah. Because God wants to glory by himself. And so that's, sometimes God will pull us aside to be tested and tried. That's what the songwriter said. He will pull us aside. He will pull us from all our support system. Pull us from our friends to be tested and tried so that at the end of it, we will know, we will have a testimony that it wasn't Brother Brown who blessed me. It wasn't Sister Tom who wasn't Sister Harris. It was God. And that's where God wants to take you, to the point of surrender, where at the end of it, you will know that it is God who came through for you and nobody else. Stand with me. I know I spoke into the spirit of somebody. The songwriter says, "All the way my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside?" Is there somebody doubting tonight? Is there somebody you're trying to fight your battles? You're trying to work things out by yourselves. Can I doubt his tender mercies? You've been doubting God. You have a lot of questions. What the songwriter says, "For I know what here befalls me. Jesus doeth all things well." God will choose to disappoint you, but he's not a disappointment. God will sometimes fail to meet your expectation, but God cannot fail. Songwriter says you can search the record through. There is no failure in God. Somebody needs to stand on this word tonight. I just want to pray with somebody who's been struggling in their spirit. Somebody who's been struggling in their mind. You've been questioning God. You've been asking many questions. God has not come through for you. Not yet. And that's why there has been doubt in your mind. There has been struggles in your mind. But I want to pray with somebody tonight. Hallelujah. All the way my Savior leads me. Any doubt? What have I
to ask beside?
Is there anybody doubting? Can I doubt his tender mercies?
His tender mercies.
Come on, if somebody needs to know that God is faithful, God is true to his word.
Has been my guide.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly peace.
Divinest comfort. Here by faith in him to dwell. Come, you're going
to
sing this word with some assurance.
For I know it.
Jesus doeth all things well.
Jesus doeth all.
Yes, he does.
Well.
You've been struggling in your mind.
For I know.
Satan has been bombarding you with questions.
Me.
Causing you to doubt,
Jesus,
causing you to fear. But be still. God is in control.
All the way my Savior leads me. All the fullness of his love.
Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father. There's house above
Jesus led me on the way.
This my song through endless ages.
Jesus led me on the way.
All the way, my Savior lead me.
Here's each winding path I tread. Give me grace for every trial. Feed me with the living bread. Though my weak steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, rushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy. Of his love, perfect grace to me is promised in my Father's house above. Oh, when my spirit clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me on the way. Hallelujah. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me on the way. Savior leads me, the fullness of his love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father.
Come on, hallelujah. Peace be still.
When my spirit,
hallelujah,
with clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of days,
this my song
through endless ages,
Jesus
led me on the way.
This my song through endless ages,
Jesus led me on the way.
Yeah, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me on. Jesus led me on the way. Hallelujah. 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 Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the amongst the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. Come on, saints of the living God. Hallelujah. All I need to do is to take comfort, my God, in the words of God. He promised me that he will never leave me nor forsake me. Come on, somebody. What I'm going through is orchestrated by God. He's the one that's processing me. He's the one that's taking me through. He's the one that's refining me. Come on, saints of the living God. Hallelujah. If that's the will of God, I want to marry to his will. Come on, saints of the living God. If that's what God designed for me, I want it. Lord God, if that's the cup to drink of, give me to drink, Lord. Give me a grace to go through, Lord. Hallelujah. We want that sort of an attitude as mature saints. My God Almighty, everything we tell lies, even the devil. Come on, somebody. Everything is not always about the James, you're different. And I can't be like Brown. I'm different. The master have a different call on my life than the call he has on your life. My God. So your trials going to be different from me. My trials are my trials. Oh God Almighty. Hallelujah. Come on, saints of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. No Jesus name, folks. You have Jesus on your life. You can't be a beggar. Because he got to get you out of the comfort zone. So he tell Abraham, so come out from among your people. Leave. And is the Lord that's going to reward you. My God, even now he's talking to you. Even now, my God, you feel anointing over your life. My God Almighty, you wonder how you're going to make it, how you're going to carry yourself through. My God Almighty, you're not carrying yourself. Jesus is carrying you. My God, and any man step out for God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God's going to bless you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. My God, even as I speak to you right now, there's an anointing over your life right now. You begin to recognize that this walk is not a walk by your own strength, but your strength comes from the Lord. My God, lift up your head in boldness, for you come to a great God. You come to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't bow your head, my God. Lift up your head, my God. You come to the God who is sustaining you. Even those who are against you is the same God that's sustaining them. My God Almighty, hallelujah. As you begin to recognize who you're dealing with, my God Almighty, this is the God who died for you, the one who shed his blood for you, the one who was crucified for you, the one who is anointing you right now. The one who's making you feel a difference in your being right now. This is the God that's talking to you right now. The one who said, I'm coming to live inside of you. Hatashambahosa. Open your mouth and begin to bless him right now. Out of your belly, there's an abundance of joy sitting inside of you. Yes, your hallelujah will turn to a new sound. My God, with a stammering lip, you will speak in tongues as the Holy Ghost give you utterance. Open your mouth and speak. Let God talk through you right now. Hallelujah. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, saints of the living God. You shall speak in another language as the Holy Ghost give you utterance. I bind the spirit of fear and doubt, my God, and I speak upon the authority of the Holy Ghost. Tonight is your night if you believe. If you believe on me, as the scripture said, out of that's a stomach. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's, come on. Yes, that's it. Come on. Yes, open the mouth. Yes, open the mouth. Atasha. Yes, Atasha. Yes, open the mouth. Receive the Holy Ghost. It shall, yes, you don't understand what's being said, but it's the Holy Ghost and fire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Somebody say Holy Ghost. Somebody stretch your hands over here and say Holy Ghost. Take your mind off everything else. Fix it on Jesus. As you look at his wooden hands. As you look at his wooden side. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. He's filling you right now. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Shama Messiah. Yes, yes, hear the Lord. Hear him. You read it in the word. Hear him. Behold the Lamb of God. Come on, saints of the living God. Point your hand over here and say, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. Remove, my God, every doubt, every fear. Kata Shambahasa. Loose in her life the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.